paragraph of Zion. The Alkane mitzvahs chala tiknu rabbi seinu zal gam bizman azeh b'chutz loretz. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain an interesting thing. We know that all of these laws, all of these gifts that we give to the Kohen are all very important, very special. Truma, Bikurim. How come all the others don't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael at all? This is the one gift to the Kohen that even people living outside of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz would have to give it to the Kohen. Again, nowadays we burn it. But again, the people in Chutz Laretz also have to separate challah. If a woman is baking a certain quantity of dough, she's required when it becomes dough, to separate that portion, and she puts it into the oven and burns it, completely where it's inedible, and then throws it out. Simply because we don't have guaranteed Kohanim today. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash, etc. But the concept is that we still do this mitzvah to the degree we can in Chutz Laretz. Why? Ki rak ze nishar lanu begoluseinu ha'oroi chomar. This is the only thing that remains now while we're in this long, bitter exile. Sheritzoinenu v'kosfenu v'tikvosenu v'toichaltenu chazokim adayin lo shuv elav yisporach ula'artzei ulutayrosei. That our desire and our longing and our yearning and our hope is all that we still want to return to Hashem. We still want to return to Eretz Yisrael. We still want to return to a full commitment to the Torah. Ki afal pi she'oivro aleinu ma'shoiver. Because even though we're going through what we're going through, beklolius, on a general level, what the entire Jewish people are going through as a nation, al kol Yisrael, ubiprotius, and in detail, specifically, al kol echod ve'echod, what each individual Jew is going through during this long, long exile, asher kimat efes tikva chas Hashem, to the point where it seems almost like there's no hope, like there's no chance of the Jews ever getting to any real position of major success. I mean, look where we are today. The whole world, we're the bottom, we're the smallest, tiniest, and they're all looking how to cut us up even furthermore a little. This neighborhood called Israel that we have, you look at a map, I just saw yesterday a map in the newspaper of the countries surrounding Israel. It looks like a neighborhood. It doesn't even qualify for a country. And this, they're all negotiating to figure the Jews have too much. There's too much. We got to take half of it or three quarters of it and give it to the Palestinians or give it to the Hungarians or anything but the Jews. The Jews have too much, So it looks as if mamish there's no real hope for us. U'kemoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, she'ein yoim she'ein kilolosoi maruba mechaveroi, that while we're going through this severe exile, especially this last exile, there isn't a single day whose curse is not worse than the day before, meaning things are getting blacker and darker in many different ways. Ve'ein lanu shum chiyus, and we have no source of spiritual life, kiim hatikva v'hatoicheles v'horotzayin hechozak, other than our hopes, our high hopes, and our longing, our desire. We want to have the real Eretz Yisrael, that's serving Hashem and that's fulfilling the Torah. We want to be good Jews, even though we're so, so far from it right now. Shehu b'chinas he'oras harotzoin. This is another example. This is another definition for he'oras harotzoin. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Eicha, vo'oimar ovat nitzchi, that after seeing the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, after seeing the city of Yerushalayim raised to the ground, after seeing everything, I said to myself, Ovat Nitzchi, that there's no hope. And the pasuk continues there, but Zois Oshiv Elibi, Yirmiyo Anovi says there, but this is what I tell my heart, Al Kein Oichel, and therefore I still hope, there's still hope. I still want to come back. I still want to make a comeback. This is what's hinted to in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says, Hishbati eschem benois Yerushalayim, I have sworn to you, the daughters of Jerusalem, Shehem ha'umay sa'olam, k'mo shepirush Rashi sham. Rashi HaKadosh says over there that this is referring to the other nations. The term benois Yerushalayim, Hishbati eschem benois Yerushalayim, refers to these other nations. And what are the Jews saying to the other nations? Ma to'iru, u'ma to'iru esavo at shetechbots. Hainu she Yisrael oimrim l'chol hamoinim en hakdusha. The Jewish people say to all the different obstacles and all the opposition that we have that's blocking us from succeeding in holiness, Shehim b'chinas akum, which are all the other nations, v'sitra achra, what do we say to them? Ma to'iru u'ma to'iru esoavo shebeini lamokoim ad shetechbots. What are you guys complaining about? Like, what are you trying to do? You're trying to destroy our connection to Hashem completely, permanently. You're trying to make it that we're never, ever going to have any existence. Ki loy to'ilu klum. It's not going to help you. Nothing's going to help you guys. B'chol mini hasosais upituyim umenias. With all of your seductions, with all of your attempts to turn us away from Hashem, and to get us to quit our religion and to give up on it's not going to help you. She'ata, and all the obstacles that you put in our path, preventing us from being able to be, you know, to fulfill our duties as good Jews. She'ata moina maisonu mitoirosei v'avoidosei yisborah, whereby you try to block us from observing the Torah and serving Hashem, it's not going to help you. Ki afal pi shenit melechem shepa'altem harbe, because even though it looks to you guys like you've achieved a lot in weakening the Jewish nation, in causing assimilation and all the different things, me'achar shebitaltem oisonu mikama kedushos, because of the fact that you succeeded in blocking us from all kinds of holiness. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we don't have Kohanet, half the religion is gone, or two-thirds of the religion doesn't even apply today because we're so far out. Beklolius ubeprotius, both on a general level and on a detail level. Ki hechraftem beis mikdashenu, you destroyed our holy temples. Viglisonu me'artzenu, you threw us out of our land. And even the ones that are in the land have so many difficulties. Vadayin atem meraktim umistorim aleinu chinon. And you're still dancing. You guys are still dancing around these other nations and ruling over us, bossing us around for no reason. Bekamamine menios vahasosos, with all kinds of, presenting all kinds of obstacles, making it difficult for us to be good Jews, whether it's in our own land, trying to make sure that we can't have trying to cut Jerusalem in half again, so that the Jews will not have the Kotel Maravi. We won't have, you know, all the opportunities, you know, that some of the minimum opportunities that we have today. And the hasosos and the seductions that the goyim try to do, again, with what? With money. We'll give you $100 million. We'll support you. We'll send you weapons. Just let us tell you what to do. Let America or whoever it is, let us be the ones to say where you go. Let's give away this part of Israel. Give away that. Give away the holy sites. What's it all about? It's all about, on a spiritual level, it's all about robbing us from our religion. It's all about blocking us from really living as good, as total Jews. Umevatlin Yisrael harbe mitora utfila. And this ends up causing the Jews to lose a lot of Torah learning and praying, because people are busy talking about politics. People are busy talking about all of this stuff instead of simply learning and davening and doing mitzvahs and everything. Besides the thousands and thousands of Jewish boys who are busy learning how to shoot a gun and everything, when they could be learning Torah if we didn't have all, if we weren't surrounded by a couple of 100 million enemies, you know. Afal Pikein, however, the Pasuk says there in Shir Shirim, however, despite all of this, Lo Toilu Klum, it ain't going to help you. You're not going to win. Ki ma to'iru u'ma to'iru es ha'ahava. What are you going to do to block or to eliminate the deep love that we have for Hashem and that Hashem has for us, nothing is going to erase that. You can't destroy, you can't eliminate the love between us and Hashem. As Rashi HaKadosh says over there in Shir HaShirim, Ad shetechpots, ba'oid shetachpots, as long as we still want. So long as a Jew says, I want to be a Jew, I want to be good, I want to be religious, I want to serve the Torah, no matter how much he's blocked from it, no matter how much he's held back from it, all of those obstacles are eventually going to come to an end. We see throughout all the generations, all the different nations that tried that, all of them disappeared off the map, and the Jews, that the choo-choo train is still moving along, slowly but surely. The Jewish nation is still existing, and every day, Bli Ayin Hara, there's yeshivas, new yeshivas going up, and new shuls and everything. So it's still surviving. As long as we have the desire, as long as we don't lose that rotzoin. Ki harotzoin oila al hakoil. Because the most important thing in Judaism and in life is rotzoin, desire. As long as a person wants, as long as a person wants to succeed, as long as a person wants to do the right, they want to be good, there's nothing more powerful. The Gemara says, Ein davar oimed b'fnei harotzayin. There is nothing that can stand in the way of a human being's willpower, desire. If a Jew really, really wants something, it's going to happen, period. So as long as the Jewish people, as long as we are still retaining our ratzon for Hashem, all the obstacles and all the seductions and everything that the whole world is doing to try to prevent it, it ain't going to help. Kama shemavur b'dvareinu kama pamim, as is explained throughout our writings in many different places, that the most important thing is this oitzim malas haratzon, the incredible importance of Ratzon, ad ein soif, ad infinitum. Knows that Ratzon reaches the highest places. And now he says here in parentheses, va'ayin mizeh behilchas orev, halacha gimel, if you look in Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, Hilchas Orev, chapter 3, there Rab Nosson Zal has a major, major discussion on this topic, about what Ratzon can do. V'alkein, Tiknu Rabbi Senuzal Gam Ato Bismanaze Bhutzloritz Shiloitisbatil Toiraschala. And now you'll understand why our rabbis instituted that even today there's no Beis Hamikdash, we're not in Israel the way we're supposed to be, millions of Jews are in Chutzloritz. Still, even for them, the mitzvah of Chala still applies. Why? Because what is Chala, we said? Chala means rotzayin, desire. Bechines ha'oras ha'rotzayin b'shas achila, because chala represents that ha'oras ha'rotzayin during eating. Shezeh nishar lanu gam ato begoluseinu ha'orakanal. Because as the Pasuk says in Eicha, even after we have no Beis HaMikdash, we're out of Eretz Yisrael, there's one thing we still do have that nobody has succeeded till today in taking away from us. And no one's ever going to succeed in taking it away. And that's this rotzayin, the desire of a Jew to be Jewish, to be loyal to Hashem, to get close to Hashem, to do the right thing. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says, V'af gam zois b'hiyoysam b'eretz oyvehem loy ma'astim v'loy galtim l'chaloysam. The Pasuk says that, and this also, that when the Jews are going to be in the land of their enemies, we're going to be in exile, Hashem says, Loi ma'astim v'loi galtim, I will not reject them completely, lechaloisam, to destroy them. I will not do that, Hashem says. Ve'isa b'zoyar, the Zoyar HaKadosh says on that pasuk, on that word lechaloisam, that the word lechaloisam is written choser, without a vav. The normal way to write that word l'chalois would be with a vav, v'ayhi b'yom kalois moshe. There's a whole discussion about it, that the correct grammatical way to write it is with a vav. Here the vav is missing intentionally, the Zohar HaKadosh says. Loshein kolo, because in Hebrew, the word to destroy is written chaf lamed vav saf. The word longing and yearning is kilyon einayim. When a person's eyes are looking, like when a person knows that their wife is coming, their wife left you know, on a boat, and she's coming back, and they've been waiting for 3 months for her to come back, and the person's at the shore, and he's looking out for that ship. He's looking to see the minute he can see that ship on the horizon to know that, oh, she's coming, she's coming. That's called kilyon einayim. The term lechalois there, without a vav, means tremendous deep yearning. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh makes this point that even when we're in Golos, Hashem says, even when we're at our lowest point, Hashem says, Loimastim v'latam l'chaloisam, that this will not go away from the Jewish people. They're yearning, they're longing for Hashem, that somewhere deep down inside, there's that neshama, there's that Jewish spark that has this deep connection to Hashem that can't be eliminated. And based on this, we can apply this now to our topic of the mitzvah of challah. What the Zohar HaKadosh says there about that pasuk lechaloisam applies to our pasuk. Ki kola loshen rotzayim v'kisufim. Because the word kola with a chaf here, chaf lamed hey, means desire and yearning. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Kolo she'eri ulavavi, my heart longs. Hainu, meaning sheba'oitzim goluseinu beretzayvenu, that even in the thick of our exile, when we find ourselves in the land of our enemies, maftiach Hashem yisborach es Yisrael, Hashem promises the Jews. Va'oimer, and he says to us, va'afgam zois, even then, even at your worst moment, even when you're going to be the furthest away from me that you can, loimastim veloigaltim, I will not reject them completely. They will not be cut off from me completely. Why? Lechaloisam. That's why. Lechaloisam daiko. Bishvil hakilyoin einayim, vehatikva, veharotzoin, vehakisufim hachazokim, sheyesh lohem lo shuveilai. Because of that yearning, that kilyon, that lechaloisam, that yearning, that hope, that desire, that powerful, powerful desire that the Jews have to return to Hashem. And one of the ways that we draw this upon ourselves, one of the ways that we draw this deep longing for Hashem, this deep longing for tshuva, is by performing this mitzvah of challah. Shehu bechinas gam Zois, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Zohar HaKadosh shows us the connection between the mitzvah of challah and this pasuk where it uses this term gam zois. Ki shiur isa lechallah, because the amount of dough that you need to prepare in order to be required to separate challah, hu mem gimel beitzim, is 43 and a fifth eggs, which it's 43 eggs, 43 whole eggs. That's the volume, that's the size of volume of dough that you need to be preparing in order to be required to separate challah. Ukemu, which is the gematria of the word challah. The word challah, ches lamed hey, equals 43. And it's brought also that that's the amount of the mon in the desert. You remember it says that the omer was asiris ho'efa. The pasuk says that the omer was the size of the omer was a tenth of an epha, and Rashi over there in Chumash points out that how much does that come out to be? 43 and a fifth eggs. This exact amount, the same amount of volume that we use for, you know, separating challah. Ukemuva b'dvar Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this, b'simen nun hei, Likute Aleph, in chapter 55, in the first half of Likute Imran, Bahatoira Abashol, the chapter later on that begins with the words Abashol. Hainu, what does this tell us? That al yedei mitzvahs challah, by fulfilling the mitzvah of challah, shehu bechinas gam zois. Remember that pasuk we quoted, we said, va'af gam zois, bihiyoisam beretz oyveim, This that gam is a remez to this mitzvah of separating the challah. Shaydeze niskade shalechem. By doing that, this is the final step in sanctifying the dough, in sanctifying the bread that's going to be produced from that dough. Shehu ikar huachila. And remember, we said before that the most important staple in food is bread, lechem. Ad shezoichem al yodoy lehaora sarotzen kanal. So that by doing this, by performing this mitzvah of challah, and raising the holiness of the bread, we're zoicha to this heora sarotzen, ayideze loy ma'astim. Through this, Hashem will never reject us completely. Why? Because of the incredible longing and yearning and desire that the Jewish people have, La Yeshua Hoamitis, for the real salvation, which is Lo Shuvei Lavispora, to return to Hashem, Shehu Bechinas Heora Sarotzon. This is all this concept of Heora Sarotzon.